Good evening and welcome back to your daily newscast update. I'm your anchor, Souhaj Mahdi, live again from the studios of Vroom Radio in Rabat, Morocco, giving you the latest national and international news with me, Umayma Fellah, on the mixing table. These are the headlines. Spain's Prime Minister highlights Morocco's importance as key ally for security and development. Government Chief NF's new vision focused on balancing social economic development and forest conservation. And across the globe in Sudan, WHO Regional Office for the Eastern Mediterranean strongly condemns attacks on health facilities. Starting off abroad and in a recent address to the Spanish Congress of Deputies, President Pedro Sanchez emphasized the importance of Morocco as a, quote, friendly, end quote, country and a fundamental ally for Spain's economic development and security, as well as a gateway to Africa. He also underscored the critical role of Morocco in managing orderly immigration, both in Spain and across Europe. The president noted that Spain and Morocco adopted a roadmap in April 2022 with clear objectives, and the work done over the past year has resulted in a very positive assessment. According to Sanchez, the two countries have opened a new stage on much more solid foundations. Back on national soil, the head of government, Aziz Akhnouch, has unveiled the new vision of the National Agency for Water and Forests, ANEF, aiming to balance social economic development with forest conservation. During the second board of director meeting of ANEF, Akhnouch stated that this reconciliation will be achieved through an integrated and sustainable management model that encourages participatory approaches. This approach will involve local populations in the decision-making process for forest development actions, thereby promoting the ownership of such actions. The ANEF will focus on ensuring the conservation and development of forest ecosystems while creating dynamic spaces for performance. By doing so, the sector will become more competitive, modern, and wealth generation, as highlighted by the head of government. On to more diverse news, Visa for Music 2023, a popular music festival and market in Africa and the Middle East, has received a record number of 1,505 applications to participate in this year's event. Scheduled to be held from November 22 to 25, Visa for Music 2023 is set to bring together musicians and artists from across the globe. According to the organizers, the applications received included 71 artists from the American continent, 244 from Europe, 158 from Asia, 1 from Australia, and an overwhelming 1,031 from the African continent. This impressive number of applicants underscores the festival's growing popularity and reputation as a vital platform for showcasing musical talent in the region and beyond. Now onto the international bracket of this newscast. Today, the WHO Regional Office for the Eastern Mediterranean issued a strong condemnation of the attacks on health facilities, personnel, and ambulances in Sudan amidst the ongoing armed conflict between the two sides of the military component. The WHO office expressed deep concern over the increasing number of attacks, which have already claimed the lives of at least three people and injured two others. The attack limit access to life-saving healthcare and put more lives at risk. According to the WHO office, there have been reports of military strikes against health facilities, hijacking of ambulances while patients and paramedics were present, looting of health facilities, and occupation of these facilities by military forces. The situation raises serious concerns about the safety and security of healthcare workers and patients in the country. The destination is now Johannesburg, where the South African metropolis has emerged as the richest city in Africa. According to the latest World's Richest Cities report, the report released by international investment migration firm Henley & Partners in collaboration with global wealth intelligence firm New World Health provides a comprehensive review of the wealth of global cities, including in Africa. Johannesburg, with a staggering 14,600 high net worth individuals or those with investable wealth of $1 million or more, has claimed the top spot on the list of the continent's wealthiest cities. The report highlights the city's thriving business and economic environment, which has attracted a significant number of high net worth individuals. In sports news, the Spanish Royal Football Federation president Luis Rubiales praised the joint bid of Portugal, Spain and Morocco to host the 2030 Football World Cup, stating that it is, quote, impeccably prepared, end quote. In a recent article published by the Daily Sport, Rubiales expressed confidence in the bid's success, calling it an attractive proposition. Rubiales added that he is convinced that the joint bid will meet the challenge and be a synonym for success. The three countries presented their bid to host the tournament together, which, if successful, would make the first World Cup to be hosted by three countries. Now, on the pitch, in an electrifying friendly game on Tuesday evening at the Mohamed VI football complex in Ma'moura, the Moroccan futsal team drew four goals with their French counterparts. The crowd was on the edge of their seats as both teams gave it their all on the field. Soufiane Sharawi and Soufiane El Masrar were the stars of the show, scoring the goals that brought the national team to a tie with the French. The game was an important part of the Moroccan team preparation for the upcoming Arab Cup, scheduled for May in Saudi Arabia. That was all for today's news update. As always, thank you for tuning in. Keep up with us for the latest updates and stay informed. As for me, I will see you tomorrow.